Good morning, you're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar, and we're at Greenbuild 2010, and I'm at the Crossville booth with Lori Liza, the Director of Marketing. Lori, how you doing?
I'm just great. How are you, Kemp?
I'm doing well. You know, I remember coming here a few years ago and asking you how the show was, and you said this is one of your favorite shows. Tell me why this show is your favorite show.
Just the quality of the people here. Traffic's always great. And I think people who come here are on a mission. They're not just wandering through looking at things. They know what they're interested in, and they seek you out, and they have intelligent questions, and they're passionate about what they do, and we're passionate about Crossville and what we do. So it's really nice to talk to people who know what they're looking for and to share our story.
You got to be careful what you say. You know, you're kind of a leader, and I've noticed a lot more tile people here exhibiting after you said that year.
Yes, they are. We do tend to be out front on a lot of things, but we're glad. It's a nice place to be.
All right. Well, let's talk about what you're telling the attendees of the show. I know you had a take-back program that we rolled out last year, talked about a lot. Give us an update with that.
The program is continuing to go really well. You know, the main reason we started the program was to be able to recycle our own fired waste material. And that's tile for whatever reason is unsellable. And that helps us save about 4 million pounds of material that was going to landfill each year. So that was one of the primary reasons for doing the program. And then the tile take back aspect of the program was a nice, wonderful addition. And we have, over the last year since we really started talking about it, we've had several high-profile projects that have used the program. They've renovated, they've remodeled, they've ripped up their tile, and they've sent it back to us, and we've recycled it and turned it into new tile. Very exciting, we found out a couple of weeks ago that the Mercedes-Benz dealership in Greenwich, Connecticut, they're remodeling a 10,000-square-foot showroom. And they are going to participate in our tile take-back program. They'll be sending their tile back and putting recycled Crossville tile in its place. So that's extremely exciting.
Well, that's interesting to hear. You know, those German car makers, they always try to do the right things, don't they?
They do, and we're glad to help them do it.
Yeah. All right, so tell us, I know there's probably some other new things at Crossville here that you're talking about at Greenbuild. What else is new here?
Greenbuild is where we tend to show off the new things and what's coming from Crossville. And this year we are extremely happy to be showing two new things. And they use technology in a manner that helps us and our customers be more sustainable. And one of the things that we're doing to help solve this problem of what to do with tile samples when you're finished with them. You know, when designers, when architects, when they're making color selections, they'll call our sample express hotline and they may order 14 or 15 different color chips because they're just not quite sure what direction they're going. Well, so then when the project's over, when they've selected, maybe they narrow it down to two or three chips, well, then there's the problem of what to do with all of these colors that we didn't select. You know, some offices are blessed with space and they can store them, but unfortunately what happens is they may just get thrown away. You know, if they don't need them anymore, if they got the color and for some reason they didn't think it worked in the project or in their market. So we've developed what we're calling our Sustainable Selections Chip Kit. And it is a kit that has our entire porcelain tile library, our entire collection, in one compact kit that can sit on a designer's desk. It is photo scans of our tile. You can see it here. It's basically a printed piece of tile, and it's printed on a recycled cardstock, and it is recyclable. They can have the entire Crossville collection in this one box on their desk. They pull out a card that looks exactly like a piece of tile. Many architects and designers have already told us they plan to use these on their presentation boards instead of ordering a 4x4 piece of tile. It's a 4x4 card. They plan to use those on their presentation boards.
Let me interject here because I'm not shooting video, but I mean, this is a really neat concept. You have a box here that's about 10 inches by 10 inches by 5 inches, and you have your whole product line in there. They're not all actually tile. It's got the surface look on, what is that material of?
It is a recycled cardstock. And Kemp, if you look here, I wish everyone could see it. If you look at the back even looks like a piece of tile with the grid on the back. And also on the back of the tile is a QR code. And QR codes are those little blocks of what looks like black and white gibberish, just symbols that you're seeing in the corners of ads. You're seeing them lots of different places. This QR code on the back of our tile sample, someone can use a smartphone and scan that, and they immediately can order a color sample, they can order literature, they can get a rep to call on them. The beauty of this is there's 220 different colors in this box. So a designer can flip through the box, they can pull out four or five colors, they can immediately get a sample shipped to them of only the colors they know they want, and then when they're finished with the project, they can put the card back in the box, and then at the end of the life cycle of the chip chest, they can put it in a recycle bin, and any recycling program will take these back. Another thing this allows us to do is we can offer sustainable samples through our Sample Express service. So if someone calls in and they do want 14 or 15 samples just because they're doing preliminary color selections, we can offer them a sustainable sample, which is one of these that I'm holding here in my hand, or they can order a live sample. So it really gives people a lot of options. And I know that no one can see us, Kent, but for your benefit, I'm going to put this one. It's Color Blocks Mud Pie, which is what our floor is made of. I'm going to put it on the floor so you can see how close it is to the real thing.
Oh, it is. It almost blends. You can't hardly even see where it is, except for the different gloss level. It's very close to what it is on the floor. Yeah.
Right. So we're extremely, we think designers have been asking for this. We've had so many calls from designers saying, you know, we're getting rid of our library space. We can give you maybe a foot of space on one shelf.
Yeah.
And to try to show the product line in any sensible way in that small a space has been a challenge for us. But we think we've done it. The designers who've come through and played with it and looked at it, they want us to bring them to them next week. So we're going to have a long list of libraries that want these boxes.
Well, congratulations. This is probably one of the most innovative things I've seen at the show yet.
Well, you know, we hope so. And the nice thing about using the QR tags, once someone scans this, it will become an application available on iPhones and other smartphones. And once someone downloads the application, we have their information on file. They can build an online portfolio so they remember what samples they requested, what tile they looked at. And again, if they're looking through a chip chest, if they're looking at a piece of literature and they scan that QR code, all they have to do to get a sample is hit one little click and a sample's automatically generated for them. So it takes all of the inefficiency out of the process. They don't even have to pick up the phone anymore. We'll just send it for them.
Great. And what do you call this collection?
This is our Sustainable Selections Chip Kit.
Okay, great. Now, let me ask you one more question. I know a majority of Crossville's business is on the commercial side of the business, and most of the pundits in the industry know that the commercial side is the one that's actually seeing a little bit of life right now.
Right.
So actually for you guys, business is not bad, right?
Business is not bad. We've always been optimistic. We've had some great months. Right. We're so looking forward to 2011. You know, there's something about turning that calendar that puts people in an optimistic spirit. So we're starting to see a little bit of it now, but we really believe that 2011 is going to be one of the best years we've had in a really long time.
Okay, great. We've been talking to Lori Liza at Greenbuild in the Crossville Tile booth, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.